Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day and a brand new week of life. Look at that, y'all. We woke up to a Monday, a brand spanking new day of life to begin a new week of life. The final week of September is here, and it is time to wake up, look alive, and get to living, girl. Yes, it is. I'm so glad that you're listening today. I'm really excited to share today's devotional with you. I think it's just like the perfect message to begin a new week. Like, this is the one you need to listen to. Here it is. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Life's Journey. There are doors that have been opened for you to go through. Opportunities to step into the very life you were created for. The door is there. And sister, you're not going to have to knock this one down. It's already open. I've tried to knock down closed doors before. Have you? I start thinking I know how this should all work. And when it doesn't, I start beating on those doors I think should open. I keep trying the same things over and over again and make absolutely zero progress. And then you know what I do? Then I enlist other people to pray for my strength to continue beating on this door that just isn't opening. And y'all, I just keep beating. And really what I'm doing is I'm pushing. I'm pushing to make things happen. I'm pushing for the way I think is best. And when it doesn't happen, I push harder. And it's exhausting. Are you tired? Tired of beating on dead bolted doors that aren't opening? Tired of pushing for things to happen that aren't happening? Sis, maybe we don't need to enlist an army to pray for our strength. Maybe we need to pray one simple prayer ourselves. Lord, strengthen me to keep moving towards the right door. The problem is, after beating on doors that won't open for so darn long, we begin to lose hope of any door opening for us. So we stand stuck in the hallway. We're going nowhere. And when we're making no progress in our life, our hope drains and we begin to question. We question if God really has a good plan for us. We question if we're too late for that good plan. We question if we're even good enough to ever live up to that plan. And here we lose momentum. We lose confidence. And we lose hope for anything ever being different in our future. And without the hope that it could ever be different, we stop moving forward, searching for the door God is opening for us. We give up and we settle. And we've all done this somewhere in our lives. We have all allowed disappointment and discouragement to stop our seeking. So we stand in the hallway and we settle for just this far. Hey, sister. There's so much further for you to go. There's so much more for you. We just want to know where the right door is, and we want to get in that door already, right? That's what we want. But God doesn't always show up with some magical opening and lead you through with ease. Sometimes he strengthens you in the search. Sometimes he teaches you in the turns. And sometimes he shows up on the journey and gives you joy as you go. And maybe this isn't so much about finding the right door today, like it's a destination crisis, but maybe it's about moving towards the right door like it's a journey. Strengthen me to keep moving towards the right door, Lord. Revelations chapter 3, verse 8. God says, I know all the things you do. Yes, he does. I know all the things you do. And I have opened a door for you that no one can close. God knows exactly where you are, honey. He knows everything you have done. He knows all the wrong doors you have been beating on. He knows all the times you have stood in the hallway giving up. And today he whispers to your soul, my girl, keep going. There's a door for you, and I've already opened it. When you get there, it will still be open because no one can close it. Ah, sis, you don't have to rush through life. You don't have to stress this day worried about tomorrow's door that may be closing. If God has opened the door, it will be open for you, and not a soul in the world can come and close it before you get there. May you be strengthened to keep moving towards the right door. May you not get stuck here. May you never lose hope that God has gone before you. God has opened a door for you. And when the time is right, if you don't give up, you will walk right through it. In this hallway of life where we journey by doors that won't open, seeking the right door God has for us next, know that there are cracked doors. Doors that have no light behind them, only darkness. And these doors are never locked, but they're never wide open either. They're just cracked open. Invitations for you to stop seeking and just come and sit in darkness. And this is where we get lost. Here in the darkness, where the enemy dwells and whispers his lies, he deals his fear, and sadly, we buy it. We buy his peddled fear and claim it as our own in this darkness. There's a song, and it says this: when he told you that you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, that you'll never be enough. But fear, he is a liar. You see, those cracked doors of darkness, that's where fear lives. And that's where the enemy whispers. When he told you you were troubled, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'll never find a home. When he told you you were dirty and you should be ashamed, when he told you you could be the one that grace could never change, fear, he is a liar. Girl, why are you standing in that darkness? This is not God's door for you. Don't settle for cracked doors just to get you out of the hallway. No, this isn't good enough for you. This isn't your destination. There's still an open door for you, a door that God has opened. And this corner of darkness isn't it. This fear is not yours to buy. Get out of here. Lord, strengthen me to keep moving towards the right door. Don't let me slip in cracked doors and sit in the darkness. Keep me moving towards the light. Don't let me beat on closed doors where I lose hope and waste my strength. Help me to let that go. Don't let me give up in the hallway. I know there is a next right step, and I know that step is always right in front of me. So Lord, help me to take it. Today, help me move forward. Sister, I know you just want to get there already. I know you want to walk through open doors and arrive at your destination. I know you want to figure this all out, know how it's going to end, and get yourself out of this hallway of life where you're constantly seeking. But never forget, this is the journey of your lifetime. This is actually what you're here for. This journey is your life. Closed doors are closed for a reason. You don't have to beat on them anymore. Trust, if it's closed, it wasn't for you. And if it wasn't for you, then there's better for you. Darkness always has an invitation for you. But that invitation's never from God. If you peek through a cracked door and all you see is darkness, get your head out of there. Like literally, get your head out of that darkness. Don't be thinking those same old thoughts. That's not for you. Don't replay that same story. It's already done, and watching it again and again only keeps you from the new story Jesus has available for you. Hallways? Well, those are to take you somewhere, not permission to stall out and stay stuck. Move along, sis. God has so much more waiting for you, and this journey will equip you along the way. There are doors that have been opened for you to go through. Opportunities to step into the very life you were created for. The door is there. And sister, you're not going to have to knock this one down. It's already open. God has opened the door for you, his girl, and he's calling you forward towards it. So journey on, sis. It will be worth it. It will be worth it. So there's that one powerful prayer. And how about we pray it together today? If you're on a journey and you're still looking for the right door and you don't want to stall out in the hallway again, and you certainly don't want to try to sneak into those cracked doors of darkness, and you're tired of beating on a door that won't open, and you just realize, I need to move forward. I need to journey on. Then there's a prayer that we can pray. Simple prayer of, Lord, strengthen me to keep moving towards the right door. You ready? We're going to pray it together. Join me now. Hey, God, good morning. God, thank you so much for a new day of life. Thank you, God, that you didn't give up on us yesterday or the day before or the day before, because, whoo, God, it's been a little rough sometimes. But I'm so grateful you have not given up on us, and that you show up today with the offering to guide us on this journey. You do not leave us here alone. God, I am so grateful for the door that you have opened for us, and no one can close it. You promise that you have opened a door for us, and no one can close that door. So Lord, as we journey on, we ask that you would strengthen us so that we can keep moving towards the right door. I pray for the one who's been stuck in the hallway, who has given up hope. God, would you strengthen them today to move towards the right door? I pray for the one who has been beating on a closed door for so long, trying and trying and trying, and they're exhausted from pushing, God. Would you strengthen them to move towards the right door. I pray for the one who has been sticking their head in that cracked door of darkness. And they've been hearing all the offerings that fear has for them. And they've been hearing those stories. Lord, would you strengthen them to get their head out of that darkness today to move towards the right door? God, we are not going to rush this. We recognize this is the journey of our life. This is what we are here for, is the journey towards what you have for us. So God, I just pray that we find joy on the journey, that you teach us in the turns, Lord, that you strengthen us as we continue to seek. I thank you, God, for what you're doing. And I thank you for the journey that you give each one of us and the door that you have opened that no one can close. God, I am grateful for everyone you have brought to hear this today. I am so grateful for how you're speaking to each one of us, regardless of where we're at on this journey. I know there is just something for each one of us here today. Thank you so much. I pray for your provision for each of these families. I pray for your protection over our families. And we thank you for this day of life. In the name of Jesus, amen. What a way to start the day together. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful, ridiculously blessed, successful day. I'll meet you again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Bye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.